We wrap things up tonight with a look at how nightlife has returned to the Crescent City. You can hear Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers, the New Orleans Jazz Vipers, and then there's the Bach Around the Clock Festival, 29 hours of Bach and music influenced by him with some Shakespeare readings thrown in. NPR's Amy Walters tested her endurance to find out what high art sounds like in New Orleans.
New Orleans is a city of musicians and characters. Albinus Prisgentis is both. He's organist and music director at Trinity Episcopal Church in the Garden District, and he has very irregular sleeping patterns. There's nothing he loves more than creeping into church at 3 or 4 in the morning, alone in the dark, to play Bach. But sometimes he craves company. So the 29-hour Bach Around the Clock was born.
Everybody plays piano in New Orleans, or sings, or plays an instrument. So I know it would be a piece of cake to get this place really rocking with Bach.
This year, some musicians were displaced by the hurricane. So new performers came from Indiana, Arizona, and Japan. St. Thomas's Men and Boys Choir came from New York City to start the show. Prisgentis plays organ, piano, and harpsichord, providing accompaniment for most of the festival. After playing Bach his entire life, he says he still doesn't understand the music, but he appreciates it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that Bach influenced just about every composer who came after him. So we decided to include Mozart, Grieg, Handel, Vivaldi, Scarlatti, rhythm and blues, gospel music, jazz, every kind of possible music, because it's all Bach.
But the festival did move beyond Bach. Xavier University performed Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass. As the clock ticks past midnight, the offerings go way past Bach. To spirituals, roots music, and guitarist Richard Bienvenu strumming Sufi tunes. Even this range can't satisfy Prisgentis' artistic appetites. He's added a simultaneous Shakespeare festival to his high art bacchanal. Local Shakespeare enthusiast Orlin Corey turned up to read his favorite sonnets.
138. When my love swears that she's made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies.
As the hours wear on, the diminishing audience gets cozy in blankets and sleeping bags they've brought along, but not Prisgentis.
Did you take a nap yet?
Well, I think so. You know, it was like, I think I just kind of went someplace.
But not for long. At 11:45 Saturday night, Prisgentis was pulling out all the stops on his closing piece. He made sure everyone else was awake, too. Amy Walters, NPR News, New Orleans.